Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through that transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on October 1st, 2015 at the Roxy Theater in Missoula, Montana, at the opening event of the first annual Montana Film Festival. Six storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, Real Stories. That's R-E-E-L. Get it? A movie pun? Never mind. Today's story comes to us from Lily Gladstone and is titled Real Role. Thank you for listening.
So, in a very, very large career shift this last year, this is Real Stories, R-E-E-L, play on words, real being film. Something that stands out to me, especially after Mike saying it, film does kind of, it's there forever, crystallizes these moments in time. So to give you some context, this last year in April, wrapped on a film that was then called The Untitled Kelly Reichardt Project. Those of you who don't know Kelly Reichardt, she's a fantastic independent director who shoots film, 16mm. Now it is called Livingston. It is in color correction, and with any luck and a lot of talent, it'll maybe be at Sundance. It'll maybe be screening in lots of festivals around the world. So this is not the first incredible film or real story that I can tell, but it's a strange little holding place right now. So just gonna share what I know as an actress. Three things that most actors can identify with. Your work is not compelling or interesting if you don't have objective, if you haven't made a choice. Good stories rarely happen if there's not something about them that feels a little magical, a little by chance. And three, you get really, really used to rejection. After the rejection happens, it's like getting thrown from a horse. It's like suffering an injury. Your character is really defined by, do you get back on the horse or do you just let it go? So after being an actress for the better part of my life, facing lots of rejection, I kind of reached this point where I decided that a lot of the roles that I'm going to be going for are not ones I'm going to be too excited about. The ones that I am excited about come by rarely, but can I build a life on that? So I decided maybe make a choice to do something different than acting. Now, about this time last year, those of you who want some context, this is my second Tell Us Something this year, and I won't say much about it, but go to the podcast, and I have an episode that's there now called Choice and Chance. There's a recurring character that pops up in my stories now, both as the person and as the concept of chance. About this time last year, I was trying to decide what I wanted to do with my life. Stay on the horse of acting, where you continually get bucked off and hurt and heartbroken and then just dust yourself off and get right back on. And I was seeing a guy very briefly who I've taken to call Chance, because that's kind of what he represented anyway. And I'd been bucked from a horse earlier that year. A 5.5-year relationship ended. So this essentially was a rebound. And it was awkward. We were having a conversation one morning where I was just not wanting to process any of it. And he was trying to make small talk, admitted that he'd looked me up on Google, saw my IMDb page, and was asking me about some of the films I'd been in. I didn't really want to talk about it because it was kind of heartbreaking to think about giving up acting, but seemed like the responsible thing to do. So I didn't really talk about it much. And then he asked me, well, what do you think about acting? And I just looked at him, and all I could think of was the rejection, the committing to characters that you maybe half believe in. Not the case for a lot of my work, but a good part of it. And I just looked at him, and I said, I fucking hate it. And I knew I was lying, but I also knew I was telling the truth. And then he was oddly really encouraging. He was saying, well, it looks like this film, Winter in the Blood, might be doing pretty well. Maybe you should write it out a little bit. And I said, yeah, I love it. It's great. I'm doing everything I can to make it get out there, but I don't know. After this conversation, the next day, People Magazine featured Winter in the Blood as a people pick. So that was a nice little, oh, well, maybe I should stay on this horse a little bit longer. Chance and I saw each other for a little bit after that, but I got thrown from that horse too. And it really hurt, almost more than the horse that I got thrown from earlier that year. I spent all fall shaking the dust off, healing my breaks. And I did so at home with my folks, processing, do I want to move somewhere where I push the acting career? Do I want to commit to a community I love? Do I stay here in Seattle and be the kid to my parents for a while? And at one point, I just looked at myself. I looked at my parents who had been struggling with some health issues and decided if I stayed, I would end up being there forever. I would be the only child taking care of my aging parents, and that would be my story. So they're fine. It's kind of the story I was telling myself. So I ran from home. Not too far, though. Came back to Missoula here. And one thing I love about this community, and particularly the community that was built around Winter in the Blood, was written by one of my favorite authors of all time, James Welch, adapted by the sons, Alex and Andrew Smith, of Onyx Smith, a producer of River Runs Through It, and she has a film, Heartland, screening in the festival. So when I was transitioning back to Missoula, I was staying in Onyx Smith's cabin. And an origin story of Winter in the Blood is my friend and dear community member of this lovely film community, Ken White, was watching her place in the middle of winter, snowed in with a bout of insomnia, pulled Winter in the Blood off of the shelf and decided it needed to be made into a film. That's where that one started. So I was in Onyx's house. I was feeling the sacredness of this place, all of the creativity that had been seeped into the rafters over so many years. And I just did not want to make my choice. I didn't want to choose acting. I wanted it to choose me. I wanted Chance to choose me. So I just let go. I was in Onyx's house. I let it go to the house. Whatever magic is in this place, whatever creative spirit lives in this house, it's up to you. Either I stay here and I build a career working with kids, fostering and supporting their creativity, or I push my own. But I don't want to decide. Chance can decide for me. Next day, I get an audition notice for the untitled Kelly Reichardt project. And it's an ethnically specific role, which I'm used to seeing, Native American and white. But it's not typically what you see in projects like this. I recognized Kelly's name immediately. I love her films, Wendy and Lucy, Old Joy, Meek's Cutoff, Night Moves. I couldn't believe it. I looked at the cast list for the other characters. Oh, Kristen Stewart, Laura Dern, Michelle Williams. Okay. Well, let's see what this character's about. Probably 5 minutes of screen time. Last 35% of the film, leading role. Compelling story of a ranch hand who was snowed in a cabin over the winter, kind of in the throes of her first existential crisis, in my opinion, deciding what she wanted to do. And, by chance, a really beautiful opportunity passes through. So I submitted my audition, I got cast, and I don't really know what's going to happen. But to the real story behind that character, when you're, if, and I know that people are going to see it, it kind of goes back to that conversation that I had that morning with Chance. I don't fucking hate acting. I love it. I'm really thankful that Chance as the concept, even if Chance as the character, chose me, deemed me worthy, and gave me this incredible role where my character refuses to get thrown off the horse. Happens over and over again, but she always gets back on. That's all I'm going to say about that film. Look for it when it's out next year. It's called Livingston, starring Kristen Stewart, Michelle Williams, Laura Dern, and Lily Gladstone. Thank you.
Thanks, Lily. Lily Gladstone was raised on the Blackfeet Reservation in northwestern Montana. She graduated with high honors from the University of Montana with a BFA in acting and a minor in Native American studies. Film credits include Kelly Reichardt's Certain Women, Alex and Andrew Smith's Winter in the Blood, Arnaud Desplechin's Jimmy P, and Sarah Adina Smith Buster's Moll Hart. She has thrice toured nationally with the Montana Repertory Theater. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The bookstore at the University of Montana. Our title sponsor in 2015, the bookstore at the University of Montana is a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Roxy Theater, a nonprofit arts and cultural organization that is a place with something for everyone and a catalyst for Missoula's culture and arts. Each year, the Roxy presents thousands of screenings, live performances, and educational, nonprofit, and community events to over 25,000 friends. With the help of hundreds of volunteers, the Roxy merges community, cinema, and education for the Missoula community. TheRoxyTheater.org. Montana Film Festival, celebrating independent and mainstream films shot in Montana. MontanaFilmFestival.org. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Podcast production by Ashley Nielsen. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers. Mike Steinberg, Gregory Johnson, Kendra Myalnichuk, Michael Murphy, Lily Gladstone, Joseph Grady, Allison Whitmer, and Zach Thomas. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn about the dates and themes for 2016. The next Tell Us Something is March 29th at the Wilma. The theme is, Why Didn't Anyone Tell Me? Remember, your story matters. Find us at tellussomething.org. Thanks for listening.